congratulations. You made it through the weekend.
Yay.
You didn't kill any of your relatives.
Yeah.
And
probably thought about it.
You still like each other after it's over.
This void in between Christmas and New Year's where we're just kind of sitting around going, okay, what do we do? What day is it?
Something's going to be done, but not much.
Yeah. If you do have to work this week like us, you know, you owe it to yourself not to try very hard.
That's right.
How was your weekend?
It was good. A wonderful Christmas. Couldn't have been better.
Yeah.
And then something always has to happen. And it wasn't too bad, but it was bad. Wally, my dog, he got into some of the bags that our guests came over with.
Oh.
And it was some balsamic vinegar, which is kind of looks like black oil.
Ugh.
And yeah, he got into it and then it stained our carpet.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So everything was great until, oh, no, the buck is his dog's, which was our dog.
Yeah. And what are we going to put on our salad now? we had a fun time. I spent a lot of time over to Jeff and Chris, my son and his wife, and grandkids Charlie and Ollie. We had a nice little Christmas thing. And also, They got their puppy.
Yeah, they had a puppy flown in on Christmas Day.
Yeah,
right?
From a breeder in Kansas, they actually got the kids up in their pajamas. They did their stockings. They said, okay, everybody get in the car. We have to go to the airport. And the kids are going, what? Are we going somewhere? And all of a sudden, yeah, this puppy shows up. It's a Bernedoodle.
Okay.
It's a really sweet puppy, and they named the dog Stevie after Stevie Nicks.
Oh, that's cool.
So that was really cool. It's adorable.
Doodle and is it like a Bernese?
Bernese something. Yeah, something. It's really cute.
Bernie.
Yeah. Bernie. It's a Bernie dog.
Well, that's exciting.
Yeah. And as for me, it was a fight between Wegovy and Christmas cookies all weekend.
Who won?
I think it was a push. I think
okay.
I think I broke even, which is actually pretty good.
Here are three things you want to know with Woody and Jim on Totally Hits 93.3.
Of course, people love college football in this area, but even those who don't care about college football and the playoffs and the bowl games were absolutely delighted by the Pop-Tart Bowl.
I did see some of that. That was fun.
Sponsored by Pop-Tarts. Who cares who played the game?
Yeah.
There were people dressed as Pop-Tarts. There was a giant toaster on the field in which human Pop-Tarts popped into it and then came out. And then the losing Pop-Tart was eaten by the other Pop-Tarts. There was cannibalism.
It was great. Yeah, they came out like little mascots and they had like the foil on it and they ripped it off like they were, you know, the Incredible Hulk.
And it was full of nonstop, amazing, really surreal things. You're like, did somebody slip a gummy into the stuffing?
Because,
oh my God.
I love it when they don't take themselves so seriously. Exactly. That's great. There's a guy in Altadena, California. Of course, that was an area that was had lots of fires. Mm-hmm. His house was safe. But I guess at the beginning of November, a 500-pound bear decided to start hibernating in his crawl space. There's a little bitty window to get down into the crawl space, and it's been there since the 1st of November. He's been trying to do everything, making loud noises. He has tape recordings of dogs screaming, and the bear will not leave. It comes out every once in a while, then goes right back in. They set up a humane trap with the animal control people. They caught a bear, but it was the wrong bear. They just found a bear.
Wow.
And the guy is saying it's a nightmare because he wakes up in the morning and you can hear the bear shuffling around right below him.
God, I thought it was relatives in the house. That would be terrible. What if there was a bear?
Things could be much worse for you.
Pretty much. After a while, it's going to be the bear with a remote in his hand.
Yeah, no kidding.
I don't know, what do you want to watch? Jeez. So $400,000 worth of lobster was stolen. In trucks. They were on their way to Costco stores in several states.
Wow.
When apparently the warehouse, the lobsters were not alive, by the way.
Yeah.
People showed up at the warehouse pretending to be the regular drivers.
Oh, boy.
And they got in the trucks and drove away with all the lobsters.
We have a bone to pick with Amazon Prime.
So I don't know why they did this, but I have always loved It's a Wonderful Life.
Oh, it's a great movie.
Okay. Amazon Prime Video cut a huge portion of the movie out and people were going bananas all over the country. They cut out the part where he, like, I wish I was never born.
Yes.
And then the angel shows him all the things that would have happened.
Right.
They cut that part out.
Which is pretty much the whole point of the movie.
So he goes from, I wish I was never born, to, quick edit.
Yeah.
I love Christmas! Yay!
Every time a bell rings, an angel gets his wings.
He just looks insane.
Really? So they cut... the sad part where he sees people have died and then like goes
right.
back to the bar and it's out of business and everyone's sad and living in cardboard boxes.
Right.
Wow.
So the entire reason for the movie existing, yeah. the point of the movie, they cut that part out.
Why?
Nobody knows.
It's
not like you can call them. Hey, call somebody over at Amazon Prime.
Yeah. You know, let's get Jeff Bezos on the phone. Hey, how come you did that? I mean, it's streaming. It's not like they had time constraints.
Right. It's like, oh, we got to make this like yeah. fit into a two-hour window for
yeah.
cable TV or something.
Wow.
But they just cut it. And like, why would you cut out the emotional core of the movie?
That's like if they cut out all the middle of Home Alone.
Right. You know,
and all of a sudden it's like, oh, we forgot Kevin. Oh, look, mom's back.
Oh, good.
Okay, it's 15 minutes long.
I'm feeling good, like I should. When in Durga, walk around the neighborhood.
We absolutely love this 8-year-old boy who knew his sister wanted a bike so badly for Christmas.
Hmm.
So what he did is they have this little reward system at school where you kind of like earn money, air quotes money, at
yeah.
school. They're called paychecks.
Cool.
And he saved up all of his paychecks to enter a drawing to hopefully win a bike for his sister. And he won and gave it to her on Christmas.
Sweet.
I spent 5 of my paychecks on a raffle and I won. It's out back. You can look at it if you want.
Thank you.
You're so welcome.
I like your
riders. Oh, wow.
Isn't that sweet?
That is so cool.
He was on a mission to get his sister a bike for Christmas, and he did it.
I love that. That's great. This Mood Boost is brought to you by Kid Rock, proudly wearing his wallet on a chain since 1983. This is Woody, like a lot of people this time of year. My body is a battlefield right now.
Yeah?
It's a war between Ozempic and Christmas cookies.
Yeah, this is a new battle. I mean, like, for millennia, our bodies have fought Christmas cookies or eating sensibly this
right.
time of year. But now we have a new tool in the tool belt.
That's right. There's a new player has come, and it's Ozempic. My doctor, of course, our show doctor, Dr. Big Daddy, gave me a free sample of Ozempic, so I've been trying it. Did pretty well. First few weeks, lost like 15 pounds.
That's awesome.
But then, of course, Christmas cookies came around.
It's a bad time of year, man.
And you're going like, well, I'm not really super hungry because this is curbing my appetite, but, you know, it looks pretty good. And everybody else, and then the pressure of like, oh, you should try one. Oh, just have one.
Mm-hmm.
And then have a dozen.
To me, there's two times. There's, okay, I don't want to appear rude.
Yes.
These people have put
That's
out
it,
this
yeah.
lovely food for me.
They've gone to the effort of making these Christmas cookies. I should eat them.
And then there's the other times when you're completely alone.
Mm.
And you're bored.
And nobody is there to judge you.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So you're like, should I finish out this tin of cookies and pretend the dogs got into them?
That's right.
Or now, should I be good and just stare at the wall? It's very tough.
One of the Christmas gifts I got is kind of funny too. It's I'm planning on using it. I've used it a couple times. It's a vibrating exercise mat.
Okay. Just shake yourself thin.
It actually looks like, you know, the old school like steps that you used to use in aerobics class back in the 90s or whatever.
I remember those.
But this one vibrates. So you can stand on it, and it'll vibrate. You can do exercises on it, or you can just stand on it,
and, go,
and it vibrates, and I guess it shakes your muscles up. And I guess they say standing on it is the equivalent of, like, running a mile.
Yeah, sure.
So if I'm standing on it, and it's vibrating, and I'm also eating Christmas cookies, I figure I'm breaking even. It's kind of like somebody smoking and driving a Prius at the same time. You're pretty much breaking even. That's the best we can hope for this time of year.
So what I'd like is, if you follow that logic,
yes,
I would like a huge tin of Christmas cookies.
Uh-huh.
And then one of those beds you only see in like movies from the 60s. Where you put a quarter in.
You used to see those hotels, the magic fingers.
Yeah. So, yeah, I'm, you know, eating cookies. Yeah. But no, I'm exercising while I lay on this bed that vibrates.
I'm vibrating myself thin. We have a Woody and Jim joke off, the last one of the year. It's where we tell terrible jokes back and forth. The first person to laugh loses. Jim, don't challenge death to a pillow fight.
Really?
No one is ready for those Reaper cushions. God.
Woody, Mariah Carey opened her Christmas present, and it was a deed for a plot of land in a residential zone.
Really?
She was disappointed and said, I don't want a lot for Christmas.
That was awesome. Almost. Got a little smirk.
Yeah.
Jim, my friend's 4-year-old son cannot say please in Spanish. That's por favor.
Woody, air used to be free.
Mm.
Now at the gas station, it costs $2.50. The reason? Inflation.
Inflation. Jim, I saw a flock of cows. My girlfriend said, herd of cows. I went, yes, I've heard of cows. There's a whole flock of them.
I like that. What do you have all the inventions in the last 100 years? The dry erase board is probably the most remarkable.
Mm. Jim, what do you call a moose with no name?
I don't know.
An anonymous?
Woody, if sneezing a lot makes you sneezy and sleeping a lot makes you sleepy, what's the word for someone who's coughing a lot?
I don't know.
They're sleepy? They're you didn't answer the way the joke was written.
All right.
If
take two. Let's begin again. I will play along. I understand.
Sneezing a lot means you're sneezy.
Yes.
And sleeping a lot makes you sleepy. What does coughing a lot make you?
Coffee?
Yes, please. With milk and 2 sugars.
And that awkward moment is how we wrap up our joke-offs for the year 2025.
Here are 3 things you want to know with Woody and Jim on Totally Hits 93.3.
Almost time for the huge Nashville downtown New Year's Eve celebration. And for the second year in a row, they're having an alcohol-free safe zone for families or people who just don't want to have alcohol.
It's probably a really good idea.
Yeah,
a lot of people, tourists that... Yeah, if you don't have everybody at least 21 years old,
yeah,
limits your options.
It does. It? Yeah, they have a little area there at the Bicentennial Mall. So, you know, be able to check that out if you don't want to do alcohol for New Year's Eve.
So they did a study to find out what people were using ChatGPT for. So it's artificial intelligence. There's 1 billion computers working super hard on mostly to look stuff up. The number one reason is like same thing we do for Google.
Oh, really? Yeah. Okay.
After that, it's for like teaching and education. And the next is how-to advice and personal health, fitness, and self-care.
Ah.
How do I pamper me? Tell me, ChatGPT.
That's right. And say it in a very pandering way. It's nice. Hey, did you know that Rivergate Mall is still open? I thought it had already closed. And there was rumors it was going to close at the end of the year, but they say, no, we're not closed yet. There's still several stores, including Dillard's and a JCPenney at Rivergate Mall. So if you want to have one more goodbye, they're not going anywhere.
The rest of the mall is absolutely empty.
Yeah.
So if you want to fly that drone you got for Christmas, not that they'll probably let you, but yeah, that'd be a good place to do it.
That would be, yeah.
It's warm.
Enjoy the carpeted mall.
So the question is, which dropped faster? Nashville's temperature or your appetite for Christmas music? Because it's amazing how the switch flips.
I know we dropped 40 degrees from yesterday, but now, yeah.
Christmas music, it doesn't take long for us to play more Christmas music too. Don't play any Christmas music. Stop it.
My deadline, I think, is noon on Christmas Day. After that, I don't want to hear it again for 11 months.
I don't know. I got to tell you, I went to Mass on Christmas Eve.
Yeah.
And before we're leaving, they're playing Hark the Herald as we're walking out of church.
Right.
I'm like, don't you think it's time to maybe rest the music? Maybe it's time for Christmas music to be done for the year.
The candlelight service, and we just kind of blow out the candles. Now we're done.
Let's just put that in a drawer. What are you still playing that for? I know we were celebrating 2 minutes ago.
That is amazing. Yeah, it's joyful. And now it's like, I don't want to hear it again ever. What are we doing today?
I will see if I make it to the gym or if I just turn right and go home instead. Then we're having everybody over for dinner and a movie tonight.
Cool. I need you to catch up with Stranger Things so we can make fun of it together.
Okay.
Because, we're not doing spoilers on the air, obviously.
I've got, maybe three more episodes to go.
But there's some things I need to talk to you about.
Okay. I will try to catch up.
Yeah, effort to do that. I'm getting my costume together. Coming up on New Year's Eve is my girlfriend's son and daughter, the twins, Kimmy and TJ. It's their birthday, and they're doing a Stranger Things themed party, and all of us had to pick characters to be.
Celebrating the finale of Stranger Things.
I picked Murray.
Oh, yeah, the conspiracy theory guy.
Yeah, I got a bald wig and, serial killer glasses and stuff like that, so getting that all together.
Fun.
So, yeah, it'll be fun.